Well, the coming week's news, Kevin, is going to be Labour trying everything to take advantage of this, isn't it? These quotes from Clegg, for instance, about we have no future as a receptacle for disillusioned Labour voters, you're going to happily say welcome home, aren't you?
Well, I take a bit of a long view on this. I actually think that, you know, it was probably in the interests of the Lib Dems to kind of, you know, play down expectations before their conference and think there might be, you know, spats and arguments about them going into coalition with the Conservatives. This was always going to be, you know, an easy week in a sense for the
Lib
Dems.
It's next year, isn't it?
It's next year, exactly. This year, they're for the first time ever, they're radiant with lawful power. They're attracting all sorts of, you know, kind of, lobbyists and people with money who'll shower champagne and receptions and free vol-au-vents on them during the course of the week, and they'll all enjoy the attention and enjoy going through the iron steel sort of barrier of security around their conference for the first time. They're getting paid attention to. Who doesn't like getting paid attention to? But the long-term serious question, which some of the Sunday papers do examine, is what does it mean for the soul of the Liberal Democrat Party? And what does it mean for the future of the party? Does it mean they will establish themselves as the kingmakers of the future in government, as John Rentoul suggests in his article in the, I think it's in the Independent, I believe, and or is it that in the long term what will happen is that they will split and that the leadership will float off in a kind of national liberal permanent coalition with the Conservatives and the rest of the party go in a different direction.